We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We'll review the Mishnah. Rabbi Yishuah ben Kocha, Rabbi Yishuah the son of Rabbi Akiva said, "V'adzot itkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai." Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted another thing. Shafiru Rosh Betin bechol makom. Doesn't matter where the head of the courts is situated. Shloyu aydim olchim elalim kom avad. The witnesses, they go to the Beis Din. They don't look for where the Rosh Beis Din is. They look for where the yeshiva is, where the Sanhedrin is. And the Sanhedrin will have to sanctify the new moon without the Nasi. Gemara, hahi itita. There was that woman, the Azmenuha Ledina Kameda Meimar Ben Arda. They invited her to a court case before Ameimar in the city of Nahardoi. Azal Ameimar leMechoza. Ameimar had to travel to Mechoza. Velo Azla Batrei. She didn't follow him. She didn't travel out to Mechoza to be judged in his court. Katav Peticha Iluva. So he wrote a document of Shamta, which is similar to a Nidui, against her. Amale Ravashi la Meimar, so Ravashi asked the Meimar, Vanan Nana fil Rosh Betin Chol Makom Shloyu Aydim Molchim Ela Lemkom Avad. He says, look, our Mishnah says that you don't have to travel after the head of the court. You go to the court. If he's not there, that's not your problem. Amale Hanimili Linyan Edut Chodesh. That's only with regard to testimony about the new moon. Dimken Nimtzeta Machshilan Natid Lavo. Because then, if you're going to make them figure out where the head of the court is situated, so in the future, they might not be up to it. So you'll have problems. You won't have testimony for the new moon. But over here, if you took a loan, so then you're responsible to the guy who gave you the loan. And if you have to go to court, even if the court is far out, you have to go to that court. You can't just say, well, I'm not traveling till there. You have to go wherever the head of the court is situated.
The head of the court was situated somewhere far away.
Again?
The head of the court was situated somewhere that the woman didn't want to go to.
This time, Ameimar was the head of the court. He had to travel to Mechoza. Okay, so she was responsible to go after the court with Ameimar because she got an invitation to that court, and I guess she had taken a loan. So when a person gets an invitation to a court, he has to go wherever that court is. Tanu Rabanan, Ein HaKohanim Rasha'in La'alot B'Sandaleyen L'Duchan. The Kohanim may not go up to bless the people with their sandals on. This is one of the 9 institutions that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted. So the Gemara says, okay, in the Braisa tells us there were 9. Sheet, the High Pirka. 6 we have in this chapter. We have the one in our Mishnah, that you don't have to go after the head of the court. We have the other 5 in this chapter, that you blow shofar, that you shake lulav, all 7 days. That you don't eat from chadash the whole day, that you would wave from the omer, that you accept testimony from the witnesses all day long, and that the witnesses don't come don't have to go after the head of the Beis Din, and this one that the Kohanim don't go up to the Duchan with their shoes on.
Right. Do you remember the reason why that was instituted?
Why they don't go up with their shoes on? I don't remember. I don't remember. One from the first chapter. V'chada tepirka kama. One from the first chapter that you only desecrate Shabbos to come testify about Nisan and Tishrei. That was the seventh institution of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'idach titanya. Another one, like it says in the Braisa. In order to understand the Braisa, we have to have a background. Technically, when a person does Giyur, he's responsible for Bris Milah, going to Mikvah, and the Bezin declares him as a Ger. He has to bring a Korban. Now, after the Churban Abayis, you had tens of thousands of Romans who were Mitgeyer. And initially, they'd set aside money in the hope that the Beit HaMikdash would soon be rebuilt, and they'll bring their Korban. Now, that money is Hekdish. So you had Hekdish money running around people's houses. So, Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa says as follows. Tanya, Ger shenit geyer bizman hazeh, tzich yafrish rova lekino. A ger after his gear has to set aside a rova, a certain amount of money, a quarter of a shekel, half a dinar, for his pair of birds that he'll have to bring as a korban once the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, fanimna ala Rabbi Yochanan ben Uvitla, mibnei takala. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai already put together a count in the court, and they annulled that. You don't do that. Okay. Back to our Gemara. The Idach, so what's the ninth takana? That's, what's the eighth takana? Plugta.
That was the eighth.
Okay. Plugta de. That was the eighth, right. Six, seven, eight. That was eight. Plugta de Rav Papa v'Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak. That's a machlokes. Rav Papa amar kemer v'Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak amar lashon shel zori. Rav Papa amar kemer v'ay ditnan, as the Mishnah says. Kemer v'ay haya ole lirushalayim alach yom lekol tzad v'zoi tchuma. When they'd have kerem revai, so ordinarily you could redeem it with money and then bring the money up to Yerushalayim and then you buy fruits there. They made a special institution that one day's journey around Yerushalayim could not redeem their fruits with money. They had to bring the fruits themselves up to Yerushalayim because they wanted Yerushalayim to be decorated with a lot of fruits. So for one day's journey all around, Kerem Revai had to be brought up. So the boundaries of one day's journeys were Eilat min adarom, Akrivat min atzafon, Lud min amarav, Yarden min amizrach, ואמרו לביתם רבא ברולה, אמר רבי יוחנן, מתם כדי לאתר שוקי ירושלים בפירות. Because they wanted the markets in Jerusalem to be filled with fruits. If you know you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, so okay, you'll end up having a plethora of fruits up in Yerushalayim.
What do they mean, the markets? The markets of the selling markets?
In general, they wanted a lot of fruits up in Yerushalayim, yeah. There would be greater supply than the men.
Instead of people coming with shkalim and buying shlamims?
You had high demand anyways on the fruit market because you had a lot of people coming with money from Meisr Sheni and Kerem Revai beyond one day's journey. All the Jews from Chutz La'aretz and all the Jews from the north and south, all the those Jews, they brought up their money. So you had a high demand on...
So you're saying they wanted them to bring their fruits, that way there'd be more supply of Jerusalem fruits to be sold.
Yeah. minimize the demand that you gain, that you also minimize the demand, plus you up the supply. Both.
People dafka bought meat.
They also bought meat. There was also a high demand on meat. ואמר אולה ואיתם רבא ברבולה אמר ויוחנן מתם כדי לתשקי ירושלים בפירות ותניה קרם רווי היה לו לרבי אליעזר במזרח לוד, east of Lod. Now he said Lod was the boundary to the west. If he was east of Lod, so he had to bring it up to Yerushalayim בצד כבר טבי, next to Tevi's village. וביקש רבי אליעזר לפקול עניים. So Rabbi Eliezer said, what am I going to do? Go take all my fruits and bring them up to Yerushalayim. Let the poor have it and they'll bring it up to Yerushalayim. אמרו לו תלמידיו, רבי כבר נמנו חבריך עליך והתירו. So his Talmidim said, your friends already said, it's mutter, you don't have to leave it. Man חבריך, רבי יוחנן בן זכאי. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that he annulled this institution. He said, you don't have to bring it up to Jerusalem, you could redeem it.
This is a takana?
Yeah. Now, this is a fascinating thing because Rabbi Eliezer was a disciple of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That his students would say chaveirecha about him, it's a big chiddush.
I think that's what they say in the Hemshech.
Okay. We'll see. Lashon. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Lashon Shel Zehorit. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, what was the takan of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai? It was that slither of red material. Al petach detanya. Barishna yu koshrin lashon shel zehorit al petach ulam mibachutz. Originally they used to tie a slither of red material outside the ulam. Helbin ayusmechim. After they push the goat off the cliff, so it would turn white. Even before they'd push him off, it would turn white once he was on his way. So everyone was happy. It was a sign that Hashem had forgiven their sins. But when it didn't turn white, and they'd get upset. Look at what a sign. Hashem isn't forgiving them this year. So they instituted, you should tie it on the inside. Okay. Vadain. Hayu mitzitzin veroin. People would still peek. They'd see what would happen. So everyone would know. It'd be neus mechin, lo'd be neus atzivin. So people would get upset if it didn't turn white. So they instituted no more tying at all in the Beis Hamikdash, but the guy who pushed the goat off the cliff, he would tie half to the rock. Why doesn't he say like Rav Papa that the institution was the annulment of the institution to bring it up to Jerusalem? He's not his friend, he's his Rebbe. The other one say, yeah, why does Rav Papa say yeah? He says, you're right, he was his Rebbe, but it's not that it hurts to tell a Rebbe, your Rebbe said. So he was unaware that his Rebbe said. So to come to a Rebbe and say, your Rebbe said, to inform him of what his own Rebbe said, so they it's more respectful to say your friend said. Yeah, I guess this one he was unaware of, yeah. Why doesn't he go like him? How could that be? There wasn't any red slither then. We have the following brisa. The Gemara quotes a bunch of people over there in Sanhedrin who lived 120 years. One of them was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Mem shana sakpat matya. Mem shana lamad. Mem shana limed. 40 years he was a businessman. 40 years he learned. 40 years he taught. Vetanya mem shana kodem shnechava bait lo haya lashon shezorit malbin. So the last 40 years when he was already teaching, we have a brisa that says it would never turn white. Elamadim, but it would turn even more red. The last 40 years it was pretty clear. Vitnan mishechava bait itkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And you see, he lived beyond the Churban Abayis because he made institutions afterwards. So it can't be that he was making institutions then. because that was while he was still a student, while he was still lamad, he was still learning. So what does Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answer that? He says, fine, he was a student. But it was his idea that they should change this institution of the red piece of material. And his Rebbe liked it. And when he instituted it, he did it in his name. So that's why it's called one of his takanot. You're right, he did it as a student. It was his Rebbe really who did it. It wasn't him. But okay, his Rebbe wrote it down in his name because it is considered one of his institutions. Who was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Rebbe? Right? So this is always interesting, this point. That period, Hillel, Beis Hillel, Hillel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, is a period that's very foggy.
100%.